Hilcorp snapped up more than 100,000 acres in Cook Inlet for additional oil and gas development at a federal and state lease sale held today. The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management offered over 1 million acres in the inlet for lease. The agency's last three Cook Inlet lease sales were canceled when the oil industry wasn't interested in developing there. But at this year's federal sale, Hilcorp submitted over $3 million in bids. The private Texas-based company is the inlet's predominant oil and gas producer. The company picked up more acreage at the state lease sale. In both sales, Hilcorp was the only bidder. Dave Johnson, who oversees leasing for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, said on a call with reporters that he wasn't surprised to see Hilcorp's interest.
Hilcorp, as you know, has been very active in the upper Cook Inlet. I think this is just kind of a natural extension for Hilcorp to be looking kind of in the southern end of the inlet.
Vincent DeVito, who advises the Interior Secretary on energy policy, added that he thinks the Trump administration's industry-friendly policies also influenced the results.
We are focused on Alaska energy, and the signaling that has been coming out of this administration is also catalyzing the optimism.
Not everyone is happy about the lease sale results. In a statement, watchdog environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper said the federal lease sale marked a turning point for Cook Inlet. The group is concerned that oil and gas development will harm the region's fishing and tourism industries. Earlier this year, a gas leak from a fuel line powering one of Hilcorp's oil platforms went on for months before it could be repaired, drawing intense criticism from Cook Inlet Keeper and other environmental groups.